Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, by Jove, isn't the weather just ridiculous at the moment? After a very long day of work and a very sweaty ride home on the tube, it's time for me to unwind now and play to you some of my favourite Latin American tracks which have been so much on my mind. And this week's show also includes a tribute to one of my all-time favourite Latin American composers, the king of the bossa nova, Antonio Carlos Jobim, but we'll move on to that later on. Well, let's start off with a lively samba to get your feet tapping, and it's a theatre organ favourite. I'm of course referring to Gerald Shaw's remarkable LP called Fanfare, recorded on the Odeon Leicester Square Compton, and a lively number called Rio Shambira. Gerald Shaw there at the Odeon Leicester Square with Rio Shambira in 1968, one of the best recordings of that organ I have ever heard. Latin American tempos are a firm favourite of ballroom dancers, and whenever I think of ballroom dancers, I think of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, and whenever I think of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, I think of the man whose inbuilt metronome is second to none, and I'm of course referring to Phil Kelsall, who's been at the Tower Ballroom for 40 years now. Phil has made countless records for dancing. And this is one particular favourite of mine. It's a rumba, and there's two tunes, the Americano, or sometimes known as Nightingale, and Shangri-La. Thank you. Phil Kelsall there at the Tauborm in Blackpool with the rumba, featuring lots of moody sounds coming from the Wurlitzer there. Well, now on to my tribute to Antonio Carlos Jobim, who in my opinion is one of the finest songwriters out there. Not only is the melody beautiful, but in most cases the lyrics are too, and I urge you to go out and look them up, because some of them are incredibly sad, some of them are very romantic, and they're just absolutely beautiful songs. Well, let's start off with the first two now. We have Len Rawl at the Ritz Ballroom in Brighouse on the free manual 10-rank Wurlitzer, as it was then. And he's playing Meditation. And following on from Len Rawl with Meditation, she's tall and tan and young and lovely, and she is indeed the girl from Ipanema. And to play that is Charlie Balog at the Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, with a slight size contrast of 4 manuals and 78 ranks of pipes. Len Rawl with Meditation featuring beautiful strings and tibias and saxes, and all beautiful moody sounds from Charlie Baylow at Organ Stop Pizza. And I think that those two tracks do prove that the size of organ doesn't really matter, it's just the approach you take to playing it. Well, let's move away from Jobim now and move on to a composer much closer to home. And this is Ernest Broadbent. Now, Ernest, of course, not only was resident at the Tower Ballroom for 7 years between 1970 and 1977, but he also was a keen composer, and quite a lot of his compositions were passed to his student Ian Flitcroft to play. And Ian did, and he recorded one of them at the Granada Studios tours in Manchester on the 4-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer. So here's Ian with Samba Incognito. Ian Flitcroft with the Incognito Samba at the Granada Studios tours in Manchester. Well, now back to Antonio Carlos Jobim and another two tracks. The first one is played by Nigel Ogden at the Hammond C3 and it's simply entitled Wave. And the second is played by George Wright at the Rialto Theatre in South Pasadena on the then 2-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer. Now, sadly, not many organists play this composition, but thankfully George did. And I think that it's got to be one of the most haunting melodies and one of the most beautifully written songs out there. And it's simply just called How Insensitive. And I do really urge you to look up the lyrics to this because I was quite taken away. So here we go with Wave and How Insensitive. George Wright there with How Insensitive, played very sensitively, and preceding that was Nigel Ogden at the Hammond C3 with Wave. I hope that you'll agree that Jobim was indeed a fantastic composer and really the king of the Latin American style, and I can really think of no other composer that just swept the market with these wonderful bossa novas and rumbas that he composed. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, so I thought we'd go out with a bang. We've got a medley of two now. The first is a number that was made famous by Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, but has since been passed down through many of the Blackpool organists, and it's called Tampico. And then second is that Ethel Smith favourite, and one that I couldn't ignore on a Latin American show, called Tico Tico. And to play them is Robert Wolfe. And of course, in this occasion, Robert is certainly proving that he can do one better than Ethel Smith and still be just as accurate.
Thank you.
Robert Wolf there with Tampico and Tico Tico. That's not a combination of songs you want to say after you've had a few. Anyway, those were recorded, of course, at the Firstford Collection in Norfolk, where Robert's been for the last 38 years. Well, that's about the lot from me. I hope that you've enjoyed this little trip to Latin America. So I've bought the weather and the music, so you can't really complain, except if you're anything like me, you will be complaining about the weather, because in the words of Cole Porter, it's too darn hot. Anyway, I hope that you'll be able to join in more fun next Thursday at 8 p.m. with a wide variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best all the time. Take care.